It's actually a myth. Why we've got vaccines available now is because Bill Gates and other philanthropists got together. They knew some years ago that we weren't ready for the next pandemic.
Right.
And they knew that we didn't have the vaccine technology to turn around quickly, and vaccines were going to be the way out of the next pandemic. So it was a lot of foresight there. By the way, people in the know knew that the next pandemic would either be flu or a coronavirus. So they had a competition. Come up amongst researchers, come up with a vaccine technology platform that could develop a vaccine to a virus you've never seen before within 16 weeks. And four vaccines won it. So when the coronavirus appeared, there were four technologies polished, ready to go. And within a few weeks, Moderna had already designed their vaccine. I mean, within January, it was in January, this is last year. So they were ready to go. Now, the reason it went fast from there was that we're in the middle of a pandemic. People were desperate to be on trials. Each one of the vaccines was able to recruit within a blink of an eye 40,000 people. And because there's virus around, people were infected within a matter of weeks. They knew within weeks of the trial starting whether or not the vaccines worked. They went on longer just to check for side effects at 1 in 40,000. In reality, these vaccines have been approved at the same level of evidence as almost any other prescription drug or vaccine you've ever had. Yes, under normal circumstances, it probably would have gone on a bit longer. But now we've had well over 3 billion people around the world having had these vaccines. And then the rarer side effects have actually emerged. Now, we might never have found out about the clotting problem with Astra because it's so rare. But we've had this intense post-marketing scrutiny. We've got more knowledge than we've ever had before about any vaccine or drug.
This is Breakfast on ABC Radio Sydney.